Hi friend, welcome to Made to be Thriving. My name is Melissa, daughter of the King, wife, dog mom, and a former elementary school teacher turned nutritional therapy practitioner. Are you feeling overwhelmed or even stuck in your wellness journey? You know that how you're feeling and what you're struggling with can't be normal and there must be a better way. I was there too. I started feeling that prompting of the Holy Spirit to dig deeper and He led me onto a better path with the right guidance that turned things around. This can happen for you too and I'm here to help you get there. There is hope as we put our faith first, lean into God's word and truth about how we need to take care of our bodies. If you're ready to stop just surviving and start thriving, you're in the right place. Whether you're in your car, working on your to-do list, or just needing to take a break from your busy day, tune in and be encouraged. Hey friend, I hope you're having a great week. Today's episode is actually going to be pretty short, and I hope it just brings you a lot of encouragement and reflection, and prompts you to run to the Father, to pray, to spend time with Him, and to really seek His counsel for what your next steps are in your health journey. Everyone's direction, I should say, is going to be maybe slightly different. We all have different steps that we need to take. We have different needs, different circumstances. And while things can be hard and you might feel stuck in the hard, I want to remind you, and this I'm reminding myself of this as well, all things are possible through God. He sent His one and only Son to take care of us, to redeem us. And there is power in His blood. We can be made well by Jesus when we believe. How long that takes, or whether you make, or however much progress you make this side of heaven, is going to vary person to person. But I will say, so often there's a lot of different things that are stopping us from making the progress that we need to make. We're all different. This can look very different. It can be your diet, it could be past traumas, mental health stuff, life situations. There's so many different things, and if you feel like you're doing all the right things but not accomplishing and not reaching your goals and you're wondering why, go to the Lord. If you're in that position of there's something going on and you have no idea what it is and you're feeling overwhelmed and just so much conflicting information out there, run to the Lord. Believe that He has the power to heal you. He has the power to help you, to guide you, to lead you in the right direction, to provide you the right people, whether it's practitioners or whoever, into your life that's going to really help you make significant progress. Okay, it is absolutely possible. So I want to read from Matthew 9, starting in verse 18. It says, "While He was saying these things to them, behold, a ruler came in and knelt before Him, saying, 'My daughter has just died, but come and lay your hand on her, and she will live.' And Jesus rose and followed him with His disciples. And behold, a woman who had been suffering from a discharge of blood for 12 years came up behind Him and touched the fringe of His garment. For she said to herself, 'If I only touch His garment, I will be made well.' Jesus turned and seeing her, He said, 'Take heart, daughter. Your faith has made you well.' And instantly the woman was made well." So what did she do? She touched His garment and she believed. That's all she did. She believed. And once she touched His garment, she was made well. For 12 years, she was battling this. It wasn't easy. Imagine. I may at some point go into a deeper dive on this. But I just wanted to share this today as an encouragement to anyone who feels like their health issues have been just an ongoing battle with no ease up, no progress, that it's not too late. It's not necessarily this is your life. So if you've been led to believe this is just the way it is for the rest of your life, I encourage you to run to the Lord. Maybe there's some things that you have not dealt with, you have not worked on, that are the missing piece of your puzzle. Believe that Jesus has the power to heal. He is our ultimate physician. The power that nobody else has. Yes, he can provide people to help us, to guide us, but ultimately it's up to him. And sometimes we have work that needs to be done with him internally in order for us to make the progress in our health to get to a point where we're feeling better. So I hope this is encouraging to you. And I think I'm just going to end this with some prayer real quick. But before I do that, I just want to remind you, seek the Father. You're going to encounter so many different people out there with their programs and the different things that they do to help people get well. Myself included, I've got my ways that He has equipped me to help you. But no matter what, He is the ultimate physician, and I want to always encourage you, run to Him first. Always seek Him first and listen to the promptings of the Holy Spirit and what you need to be doing, whether that's in your dietary choices, whether that's opening your eyes to all the things that you've been throwing at your body and compromising your health, or is it past issues and traumas and things going on in your life that are causing you to stumble and stay stuck in your health issues? There's so many different factors. So it's important that we seek Him in all ways. Father God, I pray for the woman on the other side who is listening to this right now. And I just pray that this message that is just coming out of me and your words straight from the Bible are an encouragement to her, letting her know that it is still possible for her to get better, to feel better. Even if it's been years, months, days, weeks, whatever it's been, that it is absolutely possible to improve and feel better. I pray that she runs to you, Lord. I pray that she is seeking you with all her heart and mind and soul and is open hands, open arms, ready for what the next steps are for her as you lead. I pray this all in the name of Jesus. Amen. So, friend, I hope this was encouraging for you. I just felt like this is what I needed to share today, and I hope it really blessed you and encouraged you. Until next time, I hope you have a fantastic week. Hey friends, if this podcast encouraged you and taught you something new, leave a review and hit that subscribe button. The next thing you can do is share this podcast with a friend or even in your Instagram stories. Don't forget to tag us at Made to Be Thriving. Come connect with us over in our Facebook community or send us a DM over on Instagram. I pray this has blessed you in some way and you find encouragement knowing you are not alone in this journey. There is always hope, and let's focus on making the progress that is possible. Information provided to date are for informational and educational purposes only. The information and education provided is not intended or implied to supplement or replace professional medical treatment, advice, and/or diagnosis. I'll meet you back here soon.